Well, it's 14 past 11 o'clock. Mabel Louise Stewart is with us, our founder, and she's at home today again as we're doing this by phone for a little while yet still. So good morning.
Good morning. It's a good day. Wasn't that a nice, gentle rain we received over this past weekend?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My goodness. It was so good. And my spring plants are all in, and the rain came just at the right time.
Wow.
Thank you, Lord. Huh?
Yes.
Did you notice how the leaves on the trees have popped out? When I look out into the woods, it's so beautiful. Yes, I know you're going to say, oh, Mabel Louise, you enjoy all of the four seasons. That's true, I do. And I just thank the Lord every time I have eyes to see his handiwork. And I'm glad I can be with you today and share my heart. Here's my verse. I hope you like these verses that I choose, and maybe you can think about them all during the day while you're working or while you're whatever you are doing. And the one I chose today ties in with my message. It's Proverbs 20:11. First, let me read the Amplified Version, and then I'm going to read the King James, both so good. Even a child is known by his actions, whether or not what he does is pure and right. That's from the Amplified. Now listen to the King James. Even a child is known by his doings, whether his work is pure or whether it be right. Both are good, aren't they? Well, the verse that this I read to you gives you a clue of what I'm going to continue to talk about. On my last broadcast, I talked about Eunice and Lois, the mother and grandmother of Timothy, and how they blessed his life even as a young child. The term in the Bible speaks infancy. So they started right out teaching him the Word of God. And it's no wonder that after Paul led him to Jesus, that he was a dynamo for the Lord. Isn't that precious? And that's what I want your children to be, to come to know the Lord at a young age and then to know the scriptures on how to live for him and walk with him during the day and be a testimony for the Lord. So I'm going to continue on with my suggestions from the book of Proverbs. And I chose that book because it's so practical. Plus, it is a one that has 31 chapters, and you can take a chapter a day, read it to your children, and maybe discuss one or two or the actual theme of that verse, that chapter. And then on the second year, you can, month, you can go through those chapters again and learn verses. Oh, they are so special. I'm so thankful that my mother taught us as her children to memorize the scriptures, and she chose the ones she knew would help us all of our lives. That's what I'm trying to get you to do with your children. And I know you're saying, oh my goodness, Mabel Louise, I've got so much on my schedule already. Well, this is a downtime. You're homebound, most of you. And I know now time is changing. People are going out more and more, and that's good. Except now, why don't you start for the summer months and teach the Word of God to your children? So what I want to do today is to continue on. I've selected just a few verses and explaining what the contents are to give you maybe some ideas of how you can teach your children this summer. Well, first chapter, I'm just going to go down a few of the chapters. I selected the verse 7, and it says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge." And that verse is so important because it teaches your child to show and to have reverence for the Lord. That verse, the word reverence, means to respect or worship or stand in awe of the Lord because he is so great and so wonderful. And it just teaches the child that God is over all and that God loves him and that how great he really is. It sort of gives you a state of mind to respect and to want to follow his leading. And then I took another verse in chapter 2. I'm just going, turning the pages to the different chapters. And I thought this was so good because there's so much what the Christian term would be worldliness. Everything's headed for pleasure and sports and worldliness. And the child needs to be taught the scriptures. And I picked this one because, well, I'll explain it to you. Give me time to explain it. It says, chapter 2, verse 16, and it says, "To deliver you from the strange woman, even from the stranger, which flattereth with her words, which forsaketh the guide of her youth, and forgets the covenant of her God." And to me, this verse teaches children how Satan can pull them away from doing right and from living for the Lord. 1 Corinthians 10:13 was one of the first verses I ever learned. And here's what it says. This is one mother gave to me. But it says, "There hath no temptation o'ertaken you, but such as is common to man. But God will not allow you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation make a way of escape." So teach your children to resist the devil and know that if they do, he will flee from them. Teach them that sex before marriage is sin. Oh my goodness, there's so much of that today. And they can need to be taught as children that this is wrong, and that they need to wait until they have chosen, through the Lord's leading, their mate for life. And then here's a verse that I thought was good that they could learn, and it's short and to the point. "My son, if sinners entice you, consent not." Now, that's a short verse, but oh, how important. Teach your children the meaning of a pure heart. With all the garbage that goes into our homes today, that is not an easy task. Maybe we need all of us to clean up our homes and cut out some of the DVDs, the VCRs, the videos, magazines, iPads, cell phones. Maybe we need to just kind of take stock of what's happening. What do you think? It's so easy to put children in front of the television or in front of a video and get them occupied and, shall I say, out of your hair. Oh, that's not good, is it? And that's one of the important things the Bible teaches, that we need to spend time with our children and grandchildren. One mother asked me, "How do you get anything done? My children want my attention constantly." So I told her, "Well, the best way I know is to organize your day and let the children see your schedule, and they have to fit into it." Maybe you can set them in a high chair near you and make sure that they are occupied with a toy or something, and you can get a little bit more done. It's not easy, but through prayer and through working at it, it can all be done. And let me add here, they grow up so fast. My goodness, I have so many beautiful, precious, great-grandchildren, and I watch them grow. What a privilege the Lord has given me as an older person. And, oh, my goodness, it just seems like in between seeing them, they grow inches, so that it's not long before they leave the home, go to college, and, oh, it seems like they never come back much anymore. Well, here's, let me get to Proverbs 3, 9 and 10. This is a good one. Honor the Lord with your substance, with your money, and with whatever you can do, and with the first fruits of all your increase. So shall your barns be filled with plenty, and your presses shall burst out with new wine. Yes, it's so important to teach your child giving and serving and how to handle money. My goodness, that is so important. Give to God first, and he promises he'll supply all of your needs. Not all your wants, but all your needs. Teach them that where their treasure is, there will their heart be also. I never forget my mother allowed me to have a store out in the old barn where my grandfather smoked meat. In other words, he'd hang up the hams and smoke them, and prepare them for winter. And my folks didn't do that, and so I had that whole barn to have a store, and the neighbor children would come over and we'd play. And Mother would save every box and every can. She'd wash them out and scrub them, and I could put them on the shelf, and we could exchange money and count it out. It's amazing how much we learned just having to play store. So all those things you can do with your children. And then Proverbs 3, I thought this was a good one. Withhold not good from them to whom it is due when it's in your power and you're able to do it. In other words, teach the children to share and to be good and kind to others. And then teach them, put away that mouth, that perverse lips. Put them far from you. And this verse teaches, out of the heart the mouth speaks. Teach them that the Lord is listening to what they say and even what they think. And they're not to take the name of the Lord in vain. One of the Ten Commandments. I know one of my grandchildren right now is teaching their children the Ten Commandments. And that is so important. They've been taken away from us almost every place. Isn't that a shame? And then how about teaching your children how to work? Listen to this verse. How long will you sleep, old sluggard? When will you arise out of your sleep? A little sleep and a little slumber and a little folding of the hands. So to shall thy poverty come as one that travaileth, and thy want as an armed man. Yes, teach your children how to work. Give them some chores to do. Go clean the garage. Go sweep the sidewalk. Go do something. Even the little ones, they will help, and they can do a lot of things. So teach them. Aren't these practical and so good? And then last but not least, I thought this one was so important. Teach your children to select their friends. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Yes, you are known by the company you keep. Watch out. Isn't that good? Enter not the path of the wicked, nor go in the way of evil men. Avoid it. Pass by it. Turn from it and pass the other way. Isn't that a good one? All of these verses are so beautiful. God has given them to us so that we can train our children what to do. Oh, I know you're saying, oh, Mabel Louise, that all sounds so good, but it's so hard. Yes, it's hard. Life can be hard, but it's a responsibility. And let me just say, just going to church is not enough. You need to do this in the home. Make time. I didn't say take time. I said make time during the week to have devotions with your children. Teach them the salvation verses so that when they're young, they can accept Christ as their Savior. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might sin against thee. How precious. Teach them that's the reason I want you to learn the verses, and they'll understand. So as I go off the air, let me just say, oh, yes, Mabel Louise, you sound so preachy today. I know, but aren't these verses just precious? And can't you see how they can make an inroad in the little heart of your children so that they know what to do and how to live for the Lord? Well, let me sign off with this thought. As the home goes, so goes the church. As the church goes, so goes the nation. Do you think this is something we need to be thinking about right now while we're in this coronavirus situation? Think about it. Okay? God bless you, and goodbye.